You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station.
Wake up in the morning.
Power 96.5. Two men, one topic. They both have to pick a side, regardless of their view. It's time to get serious. Jay Foch versus Nick Reed for The Debate on Power 96.5.
We welcome in.
Yo, yo, yo.
You are from our sister station.
2022.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't been here for like a month. And in fact, while I was gone, I stopped in Rocco's Pizza in Republic one day, and I'm picking up my pizza, and the girl there, she goes, oh, I really like listening to you on the radio. Just out of the blue. I mean, and she goes, I recognize your voice. And I was like, oh, I thought, well, this isn't our normal demo. And of course, she says, you know, for my station, of course, she says, yeah, The Debate's one of my favorite segments on
Power. Yay! We made Nick Reed famous.
But she did say, goes, you have your own show, though, don't you? But another thing she told me, she said one of the best days in her life was when she job shadowed here.
Really? Oh.
She said she job shadowed, I don't know how long
ago
it was.
Wait, with Foch?
Yeah.
It was a good day for her?
I think she said it was a couple years ago.
It was a good day for her.
Thanks, she said she loved it. She thought it was the coolest thing in the world.
Wow. That's really
all right.
Nice.
That's shocking.
Well, welcome. Thanks for
you're welcome.
Thanks for the good cheer.
Like I said, been gone for a few weeks. Just had to share.
We're ready for the debate.
All right, you guys. So there is a restaurant in Florida that's going viral because they require all their diners to tip 20% regardless of how they feel about the service, okay? So the owner says, everyone claims that they're at least a 20% tipper, and many people are, but the fact of the matter is that there are a lot of people out there who are not. So they're making all of their customers tip 20% regardless if the service was good or not. Now, how do you feel about that? Is that right? Is that a good business model? Have I given you guys a tough one today?
No.
As a former server.
Ooh, okay.
I'll have some insight. Of course, I have no idea until starts what position I'm taking.
All right, I'll tell you what. True. I'm just going to be an old person that just got done with church.
And you grew up.
That doesn't like tipping 20%.
10% is perfectly enough.
How dare you? I will never be setting foot in your restaurant if you're going to make me tip 20%. If I will tell you that 10% to 15% is perfectly sufficient, especially whenever I save my money to make sure I have emergency funds for myself and my family. Also, I've got some education set up for people that I have in my family that I want to give that money to, and I'm not going to give it to some stranger saying that I want more, I want more, I want more. Well, I'm going to tell you what you're going to get. You're going to get 15 or lower percent for me, and I will not be walking on your establishment if I have to tip 20% or more. Here's a tip. Here's a pamphlet for my church. There's the tip that I give you. Find Jesus in your soul. You should be ashamed of yourself.
You sound like someone that tips in change, you know, quarters and dimes and nickels, which,
that's
by the way, is terrible.
For. Yeah, I was going for the terrible tipper. Yeah.
All right, well, first of all, really, 20%. 20%, that's really too much for you. I only get 17% of it to begin with. If that is too much for you, you just stay at home and eat your Ritz crackers and jar of peanut butter, all right? Because I don't need you. Secondly, you know what? Maybe I come in on a certain day and I don't really want to work that hard. Why should I get a pay cut just because of it? Why should I have to actually work hard and provide you optimal service to get that full 20%? That is unfair if I want to come in and mail it in one day. If I want to spit in your food because I don't like your attitude, I should not be denied that 20% just because of that. That is unfair. And thirdly, what's 20% of water, sugar packets, and lemons anyway? It ain't gonna break ya.
Could I get another basket of bread over here, please?
Still haven't decided. You know what? I didn't see anything I liked. I'm just going to leave.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.